there are three categories of perfection. There's physical perfection, intellectual perfection, and spiritual perfection. Physical perfection could be beauty or athleticism. Physical beauty, or the Olympic athletes would be two types of physical perfection. Intellectual perfection is perfection of the mind, intelligence, Albert Einstein. Spiritual perfection is perfection of the soul, its holiness. It's the perfection of charity. When that gospel says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, it's the perfection of charity that we seek, we are to seek. There's one story that kind of illustrates what is God's perfection, it's called. And it's the story of the Cush School in Brooklyn, New York, which provides education to learning impaired children. And at a fundraising dinner, the father of one of the children at the Cush School delivered a speech extolling the school and its staff and asking, where is the perfection in my son Shea? Everything God does is done with perfection, but my child cannot understand things as other children do. My child cannot remember facts and figures. Where is God's perfection in my son? And he answers his own question by saying, I believe that when God brings a child like Shea into the world, the perfection that God seeks is in the way that people react to him. He then told the following story about his son Shea. One afternoon, Shea and his father walked past a park where some boys were playing baseball. Shea asked, do you think they will let me play? Shea's father knew his son was not at all athletic, and that most boys would not want him on their team. But Shea's father understood that if his son was chosen to play, it would give him a sense of belonging. Shea's father approached one of the boys in the field and asked if Shea could play. The boy looked for guidance from his teammates. Getting none, he took matters into his own hands and said, we're losing by 6 runs. The game is in the 8th inning. I guess he can be on our team and we'll put him up to bat in the 9th inning. Shea's father was ecstatic and Shea smiled broadly. Shea was told to put on a glove and go play out in short center field. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Shea's team scored a few runs, but they were still behind by 3. In the bottom of the 9th, Shea's team scored again, and now with 2 outs and the bases loaded, with the winning run on base, Shea was scheduled to hit. Would the team actually let Shea bat and give away their chance to win the game? Surprisingly, Shea was given the bat. Everyone knew that it was all but impossible for Shea to hit because he didn't even know how to hold the bat properly. However, as Shea stepped up to the plate, the pitcher moved a few steps forward and lobbed the ball softly so that Shea could at least make contact. The first pitch came in and Shea swung wildly and missed. One of Shea's teammates came up and together held the bat with him and faced the pitcher, waiting for the next pitch. The pitcher again took a few steps forward and tossed the ball softly toward Shea. As the pitch came in, Shea and his teammate swung, and together they hit a slow ground ball back to the pitcher. The pitcher picked up the ball and could easily have thrown to the first baseman. Shea would have been out, and that would have ended the game. Instead, the pitcher took the ball and threw it high into right field, beyond the reach of the first baseman. Everyone started yelling, Shea, run to first, run to first. Shea, in his life, had never run to first. He scampered down the baseline, wide-eyed and startled. By the time he reached first base, the right fielder had the ball. He could have thrown the ball to second base, where Shea would have been out because Shea was still running. But the right fielder understood what the pitcher's intentions were, so he threw the ball high and far over the second baseman's head. Everyone yelled, "Run to second, run to second." Shea ran toward second base, and the runners ahead of him circled the bases toward home. As Shea reached second base, the opposing shortstop ran to him, turned him in the direction of third base, and shouted, "Run to third." As Shea rounded third, the boys from both teams ran behind him, screaming, "Shea, run home." Shea ran home, stepped on home plate, and all 18 boys lifted him on their shoulders and made him the hero, as he had just hit a grand slam and won the game for his team. That day, said the father softly with tears, those 18 boys reached their level of God's perfection. Like we say, in every circumstance, it's the perfection of charity that God seeks of us. They say every situation of our lives is an occasion of virtue. And virtue is the practice of charity in different circumstances. Sometimes it's being merciful as God is merciful. Sometimes it's being patient as God is patient. Every circumstance, our expression of love is the practice of virtue. We say to be humble as he is humble, to be charitable as he is charitable. That's how we fulfill that command. Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect.